WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
When worried, CBO report. I'm Elliot Francis. Fired White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is reportedly worried about a family member in regard to the Russian investigation. Jim Schutel reports.
Flynn has expressed concern about the potential legal exposure of his son, Michael Flynn Jr., who, like his father, is under scrutiny by the special counsel, Robert Mueller. Flynn's concern certainly could factor into decisions about how to respond to Mueller's ongoing investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 campaign and the business dealings of key campaign advisors.
The Congressional Budget Office reports a plan by House Republicans to overhaul taxes could add a lot more money to the deficit.
The Ways and Means Committee is seeking the ways to get a GOP majority on tax reform in the House, but the means have become complicated. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the tax proposal, as originally offered, would add an extra $1.7 trillion to the debt over 10 years, even if the economy booms, as Republicans predict it will. For the Senate to approve any tax reform proposal, it can only add $1.5 trillion to the debt. So in the House, giving and taking are the order of the day, with a final bill expected sometime Thursday. Senate Republicans are crafting their own proposal. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Speaking during a joint press conference Wednesday with Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Trump thanked him for his hospitality.
In the coming months and years, I look forward to building an even stronger relationship between our two countries, China and the United States of America, and even closer friendships and relationships between the people of our countries.
Mr. Trump also urging President Xi to address the North Korean nuclear issue. The NTSB now investigating the crash of that small plane that claimed the life of former baseball star Roy Halladay. Investigator Noreen Price says some witnesses did provide detail about what they saw as that plane went down. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The wave of Democratic victories on Tuesday could spell trouble for Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan in his 2018 re-election bid.
Political science professor Todd Eberle says Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has to hope this is a Democratic wave that's cresting.
Not a Democratic wave that has only begun to build.
Eberle says Hogan's re-election campaign has been based on the premise of
don't vote party, vote for me, Larry Hogan.
But if opposition to President Donald Trump continues to grow, Eberle says it will be hard for Hogan to make the case that people should vote for him based on his record.
And not based on this motivation to push back against Trump and Trumpism.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam is preparing to go to work in January. He says he plans to focus his agenda on economic improvement in rural areas of Virginia, promoting diversity, fighting the opioid crisis, and expanding access to health care. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has decided not to intervene right now in a federal case about the constitutionality of the so-called Peace Cross in Bladensburg, despite a directive to do so from the governor. And Frosch's action has drawn criticism from Larry Hogan. The governor wants the attorney general to file an amicus brief in the case, but Frosch says it's not the appropriate time to do so. Craft beer could be a much bigger industry in Maryland than it is now, says a task force assembled by the Maryland State Controller. But the state keeps getting in the way, says Len Foxwell, the controller's chief of staff.
The current regulatory and statutory framework has had negative consequences on this industry and has stood in the way of Maryland craft beer's growth.
The task force found that while there are nearly four times as many breweries in Maryland now compared to 2010, the state ranks poorly compared to its neighbors in craft beer jobs and per capita economic impact. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,563, the NASDAQ at 67,89. Sports, the Wizards were idle. They host the Lakers tonight. The Caps had the night off. They're back in action tomorrow. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Thinking about retiring and have questions? Visit retirementkeyradio.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's start around the Beltway. In good shape here. Maryland and Virginia. No problems on 66. 270 off to a quiet run. Now, let's get you in the district, the Northwest. Crews are still at the scene of an investigation. Police investigation closing a stretch of Georgia Avenue. And it's south of Military Road where the closure's in place. So Georgia Avenue between Jefferson Street and Longfellow Street's closed. And in addition to that, Kennedy Street is closed between Georgia and 8th Street. So again, that stretch of Georgia Avenue south of Military closed. And police at the scene say it looks like it will be for an indefinite period of time. They are giving an estimate when they can get that reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon, 52. Tonight, down into the upper 30s, suburbs colder. It'll start becoming a little bit breezy. Sunny, windy, and cold on Friday in the low 40s. Saturday, low 40s. Sunday, back to the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Vienna, 40 in Rockville, 46 in Washington. President Trump says China is taking advantage of the U.S. on trade issues, and he doesn't blame them. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Oh, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Ed Klein joining us at 6:35 this morning. Guy writes about the Clintons a lot. So we'll ask him about the latest in her world. By the way, a year ago she lost. Corey Stewart, 7:05 this morning, joins us in this fallout from the Virginia election. Then at 8:15, we'll be joined by economist Steve Moore. He's been so involved in this tax reform. We'll get the latest from him as well. Vince Cowan is here alongside the excellent Mary Walter. Good morning.
Well, Vince, would you send your nude photos to Facebook?
Again?
I know. It's a heck of a way to start your day.
Again.
All right. Would you do that? Facebook is saying, so let's say you have an ex. You have a spiteful ex, and maybe you did something a little embarrassing because you're in love, and so you may have sent him or her some pictures, or you took the pictures and they have them, because that's a thing now, apparently. So now things did not end well. And you're afraid that that ex may take those pictures and post them online to get back at you and revenge for it. And, you know, in the good old days, they would just make photocopies of them and post them, you know, put them on like your neighbor's cars or on telephone poles and that kind of thing. The good old days. It was just a piece of paper. Now they can post it on social media and it never goes away and everyone can see it. You and your friends could run around and take the pictures down, but now it's everywhere. So Facebook is going to help you combat that possibility. So if this sounds familiar to you as you're driving to work this morning and you're thinking, let me hear more about that, Mary. Well, hold on. Let me tell you. What you do is you send them the photo in question that you think may show up in a case of revenge porn. You send that to them. And they say if you send it to them, they have a way of scanning its digital footprint without storing the image so that if it is ever posted on their pages, on their site, on Facebook, that it will automatically be flagged and taken down. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to store it. So they say they're not going to store the photos instead. So this will prevent any future uploading of a copy of that particular of that photograph. Now, the caveat is that the original image file needs to be uploaded. So if, you know, your partner took the picture on their phone, well, then forget it. But if you took it on yours, then it's okay because it has to be the original digital file. All right. So, would you trust them? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. This just reminds me of like a scam that you'd see on the street somewhere.
Yeah.
No, really, I'll help you out. You give it to me first and I'll make sure nobody else gets it. I'm not buying this,
yeah.
Number one.
I used to provide this service to ex-girlfriends. I said, yeah, just would you send me the nude photo? And what I'll do is I'll make sure if I see it anywhere else that it not be posted. I'll take it down immediately.
Exactly.
Facebook says that a staffer will be looking at this first. A staffer will first have to look at the uncensored version of the image in order to make sure that the uploaded content fits the definition of revenge porn. So they will have, there will be human eyeballs on this at least once.
Mm-hmm.
They'll basically be able to use their artificial intelligence to establish sort of like a fingerprint for that photo and then find it if it ever appears on their service. Now, is this a legitimate concern? Yeah, I think so. I mean, how many times have we heard stories of high school girls having to leave their high school or having their time destroyed in school because they made the mistake of sending a picture to a boy who decided to share it and show other people and start texting it around, and all of a sudden you have chaos. You have pure chaos going on inside the ranks of, say, a high school. Nevertheless, for people who are in college or people who are adults who have to experience something like this. So is there a rationale for this, that this would be a useful thing to be able to stop these types of photos from further harming you, further destroying your life? Yeah. I think in order for you to get to the point where you send a picture in like this, it probably already has to be shooting around in public. Like, you have to feel like there's a justification, because most people aren't going to want to volunteer. Okay, here are all the nude photos I've ever taken of myself. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send them to the social media company with the most power on the planet. I'm just going to give it to them with the most reach.
How about we just instead say that when you make poor decisions, sometimes you need consequences in order to stop making poor decisions. So people, there should be a learning curve for just not doing this in the first place. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge, who's going to kick this off. Chris, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy Thursday.
Thank you.
Wait, not only happy Thursday, but just remember, 1 year ago today, as everyone was driving into work, I was flying. My feet were touching the ground. So congratulations on your one-year anniversary of waking up and realizing that Hillary wasn't president.
You better believe it. I got the same smile on my face this morning as I did a year ago.
Exactly.
but this time it involves nudity.
yeah, there you go. And my love, in 1 year, I would get a post from Facebook saying, Chris, remember when? And there it would be.
Be your year in review. It'd be just pictures of
there
you naked.
That's so funny, Chris. Chris, thank you for making me laugh. I appreciate that. Have a great day.
Would be if Facebook put these into, like, your pictures of you with your friend. You know, you've been friends for 3 years. Let's look at some of your memories together. It's just you running naked across a beach with your buddy.
So they're piloting this program in Australia, and like I said, then the United States, then Britain and Canada. But the entire premise to me, when I first saw this yesterday, that I heard it this morning on the way in, I'm like, why? It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. If you don't want people to get to see your photos of you in a compromised position, then just send it to us and we'll keep it safe for you. Didn't this happen with Equifax with all of my other information that I wanted kept safe? Like, they were going to keep that safe?
Yeah, right? our job is securing your private information.
Yeah, yes.
We lost your private information.
about that social security number you sent
us. By the way, Facebook's saying that the reason they have to have a human look at this is because they don't want somebody to upload a random photo like the Tank Man picture from Tiananmen Square.
Oh, yeah.
And then say, this is revenge porn. Because then what will happen is their networks can get flooded with rejections if everything is revenge porn. That's their concern.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure it'll... No, God. Dan in Harper's Ferry, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Dan. Dan? He's not there. All right. Let's try Alex in Frederick. Alex, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Alex.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think Facebook has a good idea, but a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So whoever is the one who is observing the photo and all that, if their integrity is not up to par, it could all fall apart.
Well, exactly. I mean, what's to say that this person isn't going to take pictures of the photo on the screen with their cell phone? You know, remember, this reminds me, Alex, do you remember when the TSA, Vince, when the TSA was when they had those images that could scan through your clothes?
Yes,
remember? And
I
they
was
were
just
taking
thinking
pictures
this.
Of the pictures off of the screen. They were using their cell phones to take pictures of those pictures.
Well, Yeah, and then they had to scale back what the body scanners could even
right.
do.
Exactly.
Like their ability to see you naked. They had to pull it back because they ran into scandal almost instantly.
Yeah.
So we can't even trust, like, the government employees we're hiring to do this. Nevertheless, some random civilian who works for Facebook who's hired to stare at naked photos all day.
And I would think that if I trusted my ex with something like this, which you're insane. I reiterate, you're insane if you do. But if I trusted my ex with something like this and he broke my trust, why would I trust a random stranger with it?
I think
my trust would be shattered.
I have more thoughts on this. I think we should be able to vet the stranger. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Right.
It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. And as we head around the Beltway, off to a quiet start, Maryland and Virginia. In Northwest D.C., however, we do have a closure of Georgia Avenue. So if Georgia Avenue is your trip, just south of Military Road, you won't be able to use that, they say, for several hours. As, again, police have police activity closing about the two-block stretch of Georgia Avenue south of Military Road. Also, a reminder, because of a special event right now until noon today, 16th Street remains closed between K and I Streets and a stretch of the service roadway of K Street over to 15th, also closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got cloudy skies today with a high of 52 degrees. Tonight, some clouds early will give way to generally clear conditions overnight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 41. And then tomorrow night, it'll be clear and cold with lows in the lower 20s. Right
what?
Now, I know, lower 20s, written in all caps in front of me. 46 degrees right now in the nation's capital. 5:16 on WMAL.
AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Roadside assistance has been their primary focus for over a century. For most other companies, it's just an extra. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. That's AAA.com.
All right, Facebook says that they need your explicit photos to help them combat revenge porn. There you go.
Give us
so,
your
hey,
nudes.
So, hey, everybody, get to photographing. No, it's not quite that bad. 888-630-9625 is the number. So, it's a thing amongst the kids. So these kids take pictures of themselves, you know, and they send them these photos. And in high school, in junior high, they're doing this. But a lot of adults do it as well. And then what happens is when you break up, those pictures are spread around the internet. All right. Now, I'll stereotype here. It's usually a boy who's sending the pictures of the girl around. All right. That's usually what happens because men, a lot of them, voluntarily send their own pictures, whether you asked for them or not. So it's true. And so these
animals.
Pictures go around. So you say, well, I don't want these posted on social media. So Facebook is saying, you know what? We're here to help. All you have to do is send us the photo in question. Send it to us. And we'll scan it. We'll take the digital footprint of it, but we're not going to keep the actual photo after our guy checks it out first to see if it is indeed something that violates our policies and is indeed revenge porn. And then we won't keep it, we promise. But then if that digital footprint shows up again anywhere within Facebook, we'll flag it and take it down.
Mm-hmm.
So you doing it? You trust him? 888-630-9625. All right, Dan from Harper's Ferry is back. Let's see if we can get him on here. Dan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Thanks for calling back.
Hey, good morning, Vince and Marie. I just wanted to say swipe left on the idea.
Just get rid of this one.
Here's the thing, though, Dan. People who think it's a good idea to take these photos and send them digitally to someone, even if you're married, I don't think it's a good idea. Because, as you know, what if someone steals your phone? You know? So, but anyway, people who do that, I just think they're bad decision makers to begin with. So to them, this may sound like a good idea.
It's never a good idea because despite what someone says, if you share information, that information's not going away.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right. And now Facebook has it forever, and up until the point that they lose it, and it's in public.
And you don't know who you're sending it to. It could be some dirty pervert out there keeping it for a private collection, or you don't know.
Exactly. I'm with you, Dan.
This is why, thank you, Dan, that's a good point. This is why I think we need to be able to publicly vet who Facebook has doing this. And in the end, we get to vote. And what will happen is you'll get a photo of the person and a bio about them, who they are. And I'd like to elect that we elect some old librarian who's got a chain on the back of her glasses, you know, who only looks over her glasses at you and then looks down at the pictures through her reading glasses. And then I'll feel pretty good about the person who's vetting these photos.
So not a second career for Harvey Weinstein,
she's
then?
She's like, that neckline's a little low. I think that's revenge porn. Yeah.
There's a woman whose name is Leslie Carhart. She's a digital forensics expert, and she said, they're not storing a copy, but the image is still being transmitted and processed, and that leaves forensic evidence in memory and potentially on disk. My specialty is digital forensics, and I literally recover deleted images from computer systems all day. It's not trivial to destroy all traces of files, including metadata and thumbnails, so... it's still there. All right, let's go to Nick in Fairfax. Nick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You trust him?
Hi, good morning. Do I trust them? I don't trust anybody. But my question is, in this use case of the high school kids sending revenge porn around, what's to stop Facebook being charged for child pornography for having these images sent to them?
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it?
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. If someone's sending a picture of a child, someone under a certain age, they can then report that because that is child porn. But the person sending it, in theory, is the person in the picture, right?
Well, in theory, but what about storing child pornography? They're sending it. There's having it. I mean, there's a lot of laws about it that I don't really know about.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine that, you know, high school kids are fitting that bill.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Although, that's a good, great point, Nick. I don't know how they handle that. That's a good question. But I would think if someone sends you child porn or porn of, you know, picture of someone that you suspect to be underage, it's probably in your best interest to pick up the phone and call the police immediately so that they know that, no, I didn't solicit this. This just somebody just sent me this to keep you out of...
Well, now Facebook has something else to do. Call the cops.
Yeah, but if the person who's supposedly sending is supposed to be the victim, right?
You would think, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Or somebody who receives it. Maybe they submit it because they're like, this should not be out there.
888-630-9625. Would you trust him? It's 522 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant here. When it comes to expert tree service, there is no room for mistakes. Adirondack tree experts are the best in the business, period. Protecting your property from tree damage requires skill and expertise. Call the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area today, 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack tree experts about their November special, 301-595-2827, or visit AdirondackTreeExperts.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, November 13th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Have a closure in the district. Georgia Avenue, stretch of about 2-block stretch south of Military Road, closed for an indefinite period of time with police activity. Into Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound as you come through Dumfries, right near 234. You get a tractor trailer pulled over to the shoulder. Now looks like help with it with some flashing lights, a bit of activity. Even though no lanes are blocked, you'll have a little slight distraction through that stretch. 395, you are good to go. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, no problems currently around the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. Gusty winds kicking up also as we head through the next couple of days. A lot of cloud in this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, about 52. Down into the upper 30s overnight tonight. The wind will start to pick up. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow on a high of only 41. For the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
I got a knife on camera. I love to take a
love to take those photographs. I like to take some inappropriate photographs. Would you trust Facebook with your nude photos in order to prevent an ex, a spiteful ex, from posting them on Facebook and, you know, trust them? Mark and La Plata, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Mark, do you trust them?
Do you have any idea how many young teenage horn dogs are going to flood them with pictures of themselves? Just for a laugh. They're going to be banking that it's an old librarian looking at them.
You know, can I ask a question? Why do young boys love to be nude? What is that about? Why do teenage, even into their 20s, why do they love to be nude?
Because,
what is that?
Because I'm in my 40s, and most of the men I hang out with have the mentality of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you know, why? It's like, why do you love to be nude, especially in groups around each
here's
other?
Here's why. I'll help out here. Because it's a currency that has no value.
Exactly.
Male nudity is like monopoly money. It doesn't matter. It's like,
exactly. Men are not that shy.
Oh, it's funny.
No, I'm still not getting it, but thanks anyway. Vince just laughed through the whole thing, and I still don't I don't get it. But thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. I tried, ladies. I
no
tried
value.
To find out why.
Actually has negative value. It disrupts things. It makes things worse. It ruins Thanksgiving.
Yes, it does. But it's weird. It's just a weird thing to me. And guys, they like to do it in groups, too, which is another thing. You know, they do. Yeah, they do. Look at football teams, sports teams. They'll do it in groups. They're weird that way.
Whatever, Mary. I don't know what's going on in your mind.
No.
This is something you've invented. I'm sorry. I can't help it. But I think this is you're projecting. You're telling people about yourself now.
Nice try.
By the way, that question of sexting?
Yeah.
You had students at a school in Harrisburg who were sexting each other. They all got hit with felonies for distributing child porn.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Educate your kids. This is serious. It is 528 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from any of these common hearing challenges, such as finding it difficult to hear in noisy environments like restaurants, has said the TV or radio was too loud, often ask people to repeat what they've just said? Hi, this is Paul Leonard, your hearing device expert at Miracle Ear. I have helped thousands to overcome these challenges. If you call today and set an appointment at one of our Northern Virginia locations, you will receive a free comprehensive electronic hearing evaluation, plus a video tour of your entire ear canal. If you qualify with a hearing loss, a leading manufacturer is now offering field testing on the newest technology that supports the way you would hear naturally. This amazing offer is only available at the 6 Northern Virginia locations. Call us now at 800-444-3223. That's 800-444-3223. Or check us out at MiracleEarNova.com. Be prepared. You'll be amazed. Call now. 800-444-3223. 3223.
Coming up, some stunning news this week about that Trump dossier and the company behind it. We'll give you the latest. And also, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump may be making a meeting this week. 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The relationship between the U.S. and China is strong, and it will be even better in the future, according to the presidents of both countries.
Presidents Trump and Xi say there is plenty of common ground between the U.S. and China. Among the issues they agree on, the denuclearization of North Korea. President Trump supports an aggressive approach.
All responsible nations must join together to stop arming and financing and even trading with the murderous North Korean regime.
President Xi says China will strictly implement UN Security Council resolutions while still trying to negotiate a solution. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Vice President Mike Pence was among those at a candlelight vigil in Texas last night in memory of those killed in last Sunday's church shootings. This as police continue to release more information about the shooter.
Investigators say Devin Patrick Kelly was familiar with his target. Not only did his in-laws attend the First Baptist Church, Kelly also went to services there in the past. Pastors from nearby churches will help the First Baptist Church host services on Sunday, marking 1 week since the unspeakable tragedy that killed nearly half of the congregation and shook this community.
Correspondent Karen Kafa. Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam is laying out his agenda for when he takes office in January. Northam says he'll focus on things like economic improvement in rural Virginia, fighting the opioid crisis, promoting diversity, and expanding access to health care. There is no snow in the forecast anytime soon, but you know sooner or later there will be. And Maryland State Highway officials are ready. They have unveiled improved technology they say will clear roads more efficiently, cut down on road salt usage, and provide more information to drivers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,563, the NASDAQ at 67.89. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Wizards host the LA Lakers tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news. We have stocks all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open in a second.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Interstate 95. We now, with this activity with the tractor trailer and dump freeze, have the right lane blocked, so but change. And crews tell me they're sending additional help to the scene, so that may even escalate to additional lanes. So get ready here, northbound 95, as you come toward 234. I'm definitely seeing these delays building through Triangle and again into Dumfries. Now, beyond that, it's okay if you're joining on beyond 234 or even at 234. Lanes open, no delay through to the Beltway. Speaking of the Beltway, Virginia and Maryland were off to a good start without any early incidents. Georgia Avenue and Northwest, we have police activity. So we have a stretch of Georgia Avenue closed, they say it could be for several hours, and it's south of Military Road, shut down between Jefferson Street and Longfellow Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy, 52. Tonight, 37. Becoming quite windy tomorrow with sunshine, 41. We could dip down into the 20s tomorrow night. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Burke, 41 in Frederick, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It's Friday Eve, Thursday morning. Joining us at 6:35, Ed Kleine has a new book about with some bombshells about Hillary Clinton and President Obama. At 7:05, Corey Stewart will join us with a postmortem on yesterday's election. And at 8:15, Steve Moore on the whereabouts of that tax bill. Will we ever see it? I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. Some news for you today about the firm behind that Trump dossier, Fusion GPS, the thing that investigators have been trying to establish whether or not this Trump dossier, first of all, whether or not it's scurrilous in its entirety in terms of its facts, and whether or not it served as the basis for one or several investigations, to include the FBI investigation into Donald Trump and Russia collusion, right? Remember, the Trump dossier was a document that was created by Fusion GPS, who was paying a man by the name of Christopher Steele, an ex-MI6 agent, to compile using what he said were his sources in Russia. Some of those sources we know, according to the former acting director of the CIA, Michael Morell, were being paid. So that means Russian sources being paid from money that was put into Fusion GPS by Hillary Clinton, the Clinton campaign, and the DNC. Okay? So they're all compiling this anti-Trump document using campaign cash that flows through Clinton's lawyer, Mark Elias, at Perkins Coie, the law firm, who pays out the Fusion GPS. What does that provide to Hillary? That provides attorney-client privilege. And there's a good chance we would have never known about this had Fusion GPS and its finances not been at the center of all of this consideration from investigators on what exactly happened during the 2016 election. This week, some new details. Yesterday, Glenn Simpson, the co-founder of that opposition research firm, Fusion GPS, met with the House Intel Committee. And the reason he met with them was to negotiate terms. He and his lawyer met with them to talk about what they're going to do. He's been under subpoena to appear before the House Intel Committee, and he appeared with his attorneys yesterday on Capitol Hill, and he is returning next week, Tuesday, and he will testify. This is apparently, prior to this, he had been committing to plead the fifth. That is no longer happening. Simpson's attorney now says, his name's Joshua Levy, the attorney, said his client will testify now voluntarily and, quote, will tell the truth. He added that he is seeking to strike a balance between the committee's right to information and Fusion GPS's privileges and legal obligations. Levy stressed the following. This is all according to Fox News' reporting now that, quote, he will maintain Fusion GPS's privileges and honor its legal obligations, pointing to the importance of, quote, confidential relationships with its clients. That reference is apparently goes to the House investigators' desire to get access to all of the financial records for Fusion GPS. Who was paying them? Whose money was involved here? So we'll see. We'll see whether or not the House Intel can get some of these things, including the financing, because the financing is important. Here's another reason the financing is important. We found out earlier this week, thanks to Fox News' Catherine Herridge, that before and after that June 2016 meeting with Donald Trump Jr. and that Russian lawyer, Veselnitskaya, that Veselnitskaya met with Glenn Simpson the morning of that meeting and after that meeting as well. We don't know the exact time they met after that meeting, but after that meeting as well. The reason? Veselnitskaya, who is connected to a Russian oligarch directly, she's connected to the equivalent of the Attorney General of the government of Russia, is paying Fusion GPS to help her overturn the Magnitsky Act in the United States. These are Russian sanctions. These are the American sanctions against Russia and Russian businessmen. So at its core, this story is the beginning of something very important, that Russian money flowing into Fusion GPS specifically to get the Magnitsky Act overturned. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and the DNC are also paying Fusion GPS in order to gather anti-Russian intelligence on Donald Trump. And that very day that Veselnitskaya goes into this meeting with Donald Trump Jr., she meets with Glenn Simpson, the co-founder of Fusion GPS. This is all really important stuff, and I really hope the House Intelligence Committee can get to the bottom of this. And that's why the finances are so important. How much money was going into this? How much was the Putin regime dumping into Fusion GPS in order to secure changes to the U.S.'s laws? How much? We know that at least $1 million had flown from the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign into Fusion GPS. Of that, about $160,000 had gone to Christopher Steele. Was Steele using his cut to pay his Russian sources, or was he taking more money from Fusion GPS? Was he expensing those payments? I'd like to get to the bottom of all of this. I have way more questions than we have answers right now, but this is highly suggestive, and I'm thankful that we'll finally have some answers from Glenn Simpson. I do hope that they can get to the bottom of the finances.
Yeah, and call me skeptical, but I think the reason that Glenn Simpson is now going to cooperate is because they don't want a full-blown investigation into their finances and into their clients, because I'm sure they do have some clients that aren't wrapped up in this mess, and they see their entire business going down.
Now, on the flip side of this, that was about one dossier. Get this. Ed Klein, who's joining us at 6:35 this morning, he claims his reporting shows that Hillary Clinton is in secret negotiations right now with Christopher Steele to purchase a second dossier of salacious charges against President Trump. We'll find out what Ed Klein knows when he speaks to us at 6:35 this morning. It's all ahead. 5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Don't miss the Veterans Day sale at Mattress Warehouse, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Holy cow, Virginia. Holy cow, 95. There's so much activity here with, initially it was reported as a broken down tractor trailer. Now they're saying, no, that was an accident. Now they have fire and rescue units there. It looks like only one lane getting by, and 95 is at a standstill here trying to get through Triangle. Those express lanes are just buzzing along without any delay. So just throwing that out there. But if you're on those main lines, it is just pretty much stopped here as you try to get past Triangle into Dumfries. This incident is just before the exit for 234. Now, beyond that, and if you're joining on from Dumfries Road 234, you're beyond the activity, and then your lanes are wide open without a delay up through to the Beltway. 66, a little bit of volume starts to form here through Manassas, Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. We've been incident-free in the district. Again, a reminder, we do have a closure of Georgia Avenue, shut down completely south of Military Road between Jefferson Street and Longfellow Street. And that's due to police activity. They say it could be this way for several hours. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got some real cold air coming on in, especially for this time of year. We should be in the low 60s. Might not get out of the lower 40s as we look ahead toward Friday. And it looks like the overnight lows over the weekend may actually go into the low 20s. That's for Saturday morning. We'll run through today. Cloudy, 52. Tonight, 37. Becoming quite windy tomorrow with sunshine, 41. And as I said, we could dip down into the 20s tomorrow night. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8, here on WMAL.
Oh, we all hate when you get that notice in the mail that you have been selected your winning number. Not for Publishers Clearing House, not for the lottery, but for jury duty.
Oh, boy.
Guess who got that letter? President Obama got the letter in the mail. He was selected for jury duty.
I got to serve jury duty, huh?
And listen, as much as I'm not a fan of the guy, I have to give him credit. He showed up.
and he reported for jury duty yesterday, Wednesday morning, at the Daily Center in downtown Chicago.
He billed him $500,000, though.
I think he gets $17 in change for his day.
Yeah, sure he does. It's Chicago, Mary. Come on.
$17.20, although it probably costs taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars because he arrived with an entire entourage to jury duty. He had a motorcade, four black SUVs, a marked Chicago police SUV, and a marked Illinois State Police SUV.
But don't you have to have like an American birth certificate to be on jury duty?
Just saying, it's probably why he wasn't picked for a jury. Just saying.
Yeah, but maybe that's why he didn't make the cut.
So he made the best of it, because while he was there, he was kissing babies and apparently signing books.
Look at this. Did you know I was coming?
Hey. Yes, I did.
See there? It must have leaked. He brought it to my book and everything. That's
absolutely
smart.
Wow.
How are you?
Hey, that guy doesn't look guilty. Hey.
So apparently, though, they knew he was coming. I don't know how people knew, because they interviewed someone who said, oh, you know, there were people standing on the street. They knew he was going to come.
The news had started trickling out a couple days ago that he had been selected for jury duty. So everybody was all excited. They wanted to see the former president.
So for his $17.20, he served less than 2 hours before he was allowed to go home. He shockingly was not chosen for a jury.
Hey, isn't this silly? I'm doing my civic duty. Look at this.
But hey, I got to give him credit. There are too many people that I think go out of their way to get out of jury duty. And they wear it as a badge of pride. And I just think that that's part. This country gives you so much. The least you can do is go when your number's called for jury duty, you go do your thing.
Look at this. Did you know I was coming?
Yeah.
Did you know I was going to be here?
Did you know I was coming? Oh, by the way, I've prejudiced all sorts of investigations, so I'm used to doing this. You can't pick me for jury duty. I constantly lean on the criminal justice system.
So do lawyers normally make it onto juries or not? I don't know, because he's a lawyer. Is there any other reason to discredit him from a jury? Or does he just get a get-out-of-jail-free card because he's high profile?
Isn't that sort of the trick when the lawyers are going through? You find the people who seem like they're clear thinking, and you're like, you're not on our jury.
Do you know, the one time I actually made it into the jury room, into the courtroom, out from the bowels of the building, when they call your number, you're like, oh, I'm out of this room, thank you. And you go upstairs and you're in the courtroom, and I made it into the jury box, and they question you.
How did you make it that far?
I was so lucky, because I wanted out of that room. And so I'm sitting there in the jury box, I'm feeling all important, and I knew that guy was guilty, and I knew he was guilty. You know how I knew he was guilty? Mm-hmm. Because the defense lawyer kept saying, anybody who had a brain, like anybody who had some kind of profession or seemed like they could string a sentence together, got dismissed. I'm like, oh, he's guilty. No, he's guilty.
Maybe I mean, knowing you, Mary, there's a good chance you were wearing the guilty charge on your face. Like, it was very obvious from your look. This guy, oh man, that's not going to be good for me at all.
Well, and the other thing is where our room was where they bring them in their orange uniforms. They had to keep the drapes down, like they had to keep the shades down so you don't see them in their yeah. shackles.
Maybe next time stop muttering, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's guilty. 551, here's El Rushbo.
Joe Ricketts. Joe Ricketts is a first-rate businessman. He founded TD Ameritrade. His family owned Chicago Cubs. And until recently, he was doing well in the online publishing business. Ricketts owned a couple of local New York news sites, The Gothamist and DNA Info, with over 9 million visitors a week and growing. Now, about a week ago, 25 employees decided they wanted to unionize. They joined the Writers Guild East. So Ricketts would have to negotiate with unions and swallow higher operating costs. When the union drive first began, Ricketts wrote to his employees, "As long as it's my money that's paying for everything, I intend to be the one making the decisions about the direction of the business." Well, after the pro-union vote, Joe Ricketts sent the employees another letter. He explained that businesses have to be economically successful. It was now too expensive to produce the kind of journalism he wanted to deliver, so he shut the publications down immediately. The bottom line, the 25 people that tried to force a union on the business ended up costing 115 people their jobs. One of the union backers, a reporter, defiantly says he has no regrets. He's proud. He stood tall. Standing tall's fine. You can even do it on the unemployment line. You can even eat standing tall if somebody else pays for it.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, you often hear me talk about the great deals you'll find at your Mahindra dealer, but they do more than sell tractors and utility vehicles. Mahindra is part of the community, and right now, your Mahindra dealer is ready to help you figure out if you qualify for year-end tax savings from the government. And you'll still enjoy Mahindra discounts, as well as the best limited powertrain warranties. So if you want to take home the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on the planet, or you just need advice on caring for the land that you love, stop by your Mahindra dealer. Say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, no change in Dumfries with this incident involving a tractor trailer. A lot of help at the scene. I see at least looks like an ambulance, fire truck was there, police flashing lights. Looks like one, two maybe lanes now to the left getting by, but big delays here trying to push through Triangle into Dumfries right before you get to the exit for 234. Beyond, nice and quiet, thank goodness. 395, uneventful start. 270, bit busy here coming south out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown. A lot of volume through that stretch. I'm now seeing delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway where police are responding to the incident. This is going to be inside the Beltway just after you pass 410 Riverdale Road. So and through Riverdale, early delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Change can be good. This change you may not like is for the colder. Keep the clouds around today and make it up to 52, then down to 37 tonight. Only 41 with a gusty wind for tomorrow. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
46 degrees now. Traffic and weather brought to you by LifeLock.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Ever wonder why some real estate agents get their home sellers more money than others? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar. Sarah and Debbie have six proprietary resources that other realtors just don't have. It's absolutely a fact that these resources net sellers more money on average when they go with the Reynolds team. Listen, it does matter to you who you hire. Making the wrong choice could cost you thousands if you don't pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team right now. Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar for the sale of your home, then I strongly recommend you call my friends Sarah and Debbie right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call today. 844-344-SOLD.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning Sedation Dental Care, matched with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, November 13th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to break down, you hear about good guys with a gun ending these shooting sprees? Only occasionally. We've got a lot more examples of that happening in the past. And here's what else is coming up.
Nutella? You know your beloved Nutella? It's changing because, mess with perfection, that's a good idea. Great.
Yeah. And Ed Klein joins us.